Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from
Thank you. depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of.
I believe in your name.
In a world where everyone's
okay. In a world where everyone's okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buaboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We acknowledge your presence. We adore you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, touch our hearts. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us. Holy eyes, O God, in the name of Jesus, of illumination, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, give us revelation, O God, and revelation with understanding as we bring the word forth this morning, and not only this morning, but every time you speak to us, O God. Let our mind have the mind of Christ and not in the human mind, but supernatural mind of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you this morning to breathe in our atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe in this service. Breathe in this service. Breathe in this service. Let the wind blow in this service. Holy Spirit, the winds from the north, the winds from the south, the winds from the east, the winds from the west. Holy Spirit, your wind, let it blow upon each and every one of us this morning. Let it blow, let the winds blow. The Lord commands the wind from the north, the south, east, and west to blow upon each and every one of us as individuals, to blow upon this ministry in the name of Jesus. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit, the wind of the Holy Spirit, the north wind of the Holy Spirit, the south wind of the Holy Spirit, the east wind of the Holy Spirit, the west wind of the Holy Spirit. Let it blow in this ministry. Let it blow in our lives. In the name of Jesus, the wind of the Holy Spirit blow in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. The wind of the Holy Spirit blow prayer line in the name of Jesus. Blow in our homes. The winds of the Holy Spirit blow in our homes in the name of Jesus. The north winds, the south winds, the east winds, the west winds of the Holy Spirit, winds of the Holy Spirit. Thus says God Almighty. Blow upon each and every one of our lives. In every situation, blow, Holy Ghost. The wind of the Holy Spirit blow upon our children's lives. The wind of the Holy Spirit blow upon our grandchildren's lives. The wind of the Holy Spirit blow upon our spouse's lives. In the name of Jesus. And Almighty God, breathe out, and so we can take your breath. Breathe out, O God. Breathe out, O God. Breathe, breathe out, and let us take the breath of Almighty God in. That refreshing breath of Almighty God. Breathe in, hallelujah. Breathe in the breath of God. If you're here this morning, I want you to take a breath in. Breathe in. Breathe in. You are breathing the breath of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Don't take this for granted. Breathe in, hallelujah. Breathe in, hallelujah. Breathe in, everyone take their time and do seven breaths. Hallelujah. Inward breath. Inward. Breathe in seven times. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us of sin of omission, commission, O God. Father, forgive us for doubting you. Forgive us for not having faith, enough faith and trust in you. Forgive us, O God, for everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Almighty God. And Lord, let us forgive others as you've forgiven us. Father, we choose selective memory, not to remember. We choose, as by choice, we choose not to remember things that others have done and hold it against them. Father, we choose by reason of the blood of Jesus, your anointing, to forgive and forget completely. Uproot spirit of anger and of bitterness and haughtiness and pride. Uproot those spirits that will hinder us from moving in the fullness of Jesus Christ. And Father God, let the fruits of the Holy Spirit be exemplified in our lives. So, Father God, this morning, as we have prayed for your mercies on you every morning, thank you for forgiveness of sins. Oh, God, we ask you, oh, God, to release the blood of Jesus. The blood, let it flow like a tsunami. And the cypresses, the networks, this radio blood, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus, O God, restore unto us the joy of God's salvation. Let the blood of Jesus Christ speak for us. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We cover our children, grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We cover our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Lord, pour your love upon each and every one of us. Let us embrace us in your love, Almighty God. Teach us to walk by your spirit and not by flesh, O God. Help us, give us godly wisdom, O God. In the name of Jesus, we are totally, completely dependent on you, Almighty God. Father God, guide us, teach us, lead us, direct us. In the name of Jesus, our senior partner, the Holy Spirit, we need you every second. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to war on our behalf. So be with us, guiding us and protecting us. And doing your biddings in our lives. Your holy angels warring on our behalf. In the name of Jesus. Father, perfect all the works of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, to every part of our homes, every possession, cars, the blood of Jesus. Everything that we own, the blood of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus for increase, divine increase, divine acceleration, divine promotion in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing, not the one from yesterday, but fresh oil. Oh God, thank you for refreshing us in your spirit. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the refreshing in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Refresh us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare this atmosphere no-fly zone. In the name of Jesus, we declare the atmosphere holy unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus, cleanse our atmosphere for everything that is filthy, everything that is not of God. The walls, oh God, in our homes, the walls hear us when we speak. The world sees us, oh God. Remove every invisible, evil, negative handwriting from the walls of our hearts. Father, take away the heart of stone and give us hearts of flesh. Almighty God, we thank you and we bless you. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. O God, touch each and every one of us in a special way. O God, we cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown plans of the enemy against our lives, against our destiny. Oh God, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we bless your name. Oh Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. So Father, I pray for you to shield each and every one of us this morning with your favor. Let us grow in favor with God, and in favor, when we have favor with God, we have favor with man. Give us godly wisdom, O God. Give us divine instructions and help us to follow those instructions as you give them to us in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read from the book of John 8. The book of John 8. But before I read it, I want you to pay attention to what the Spirit of God is saying. For example, the Lord says, speak to them before you even go into the scripture. Please find the scriptures. But then I'm going to speak to you. If someone was reintroducing Jesus to you, you were at this place, and your friend or a neighbor came to introduce you to Jesus, or perhaps you have to introduce that person to Jesus. Or perhaps you have to introduce Jesus. Think about it. How would you do it? How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? I'm not talking about when you receive Christ as your personal Savior, before you receive him, before you came into the saving knowledge, how would you introduce yourself to Jesus? Before you came into Christ, before I came into Christ, how would a friend introduce you to Jesus? Before you became a Christian, how would even family members introduce you to Jesus. You see, God, Jesus said, ask them this question. What would they say about you? What would you say about you? What would your brothers and sisters say about you? You have not met Jesus. You don't even know him. Have you heard about him? How would you want them? How would you want them to introduce you to Jesus? Or how would you introduce yourself to Jesus? Think about it. Maybe, perhaps, when you are in the world. Maybe, perhaps, your children, every child, or you live like an adulterous life. Maybe your children are for someone that's married. You are the other woman, and you had these children by this man that's married. How are you going to introduce yourself to the Holy God? How are you going to introduce yourself to Jesus? Perhaps you are someone that drink, smoke, enjoy life. You haven't changed yet. You still in the clubs. You still partying. You still drinking. You still having a good time. How would you introduce to Jesus? Perhaps you one of those that is the tattletale in the community. And everyone knows that you are tattletale. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? But perhaps you're the one that undermine your friends, undermine your siblings. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? How would you be introduced? Perhaps you had a job and you took funds from the job. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? Perhaps you've been to a witch doctor. So many times you still cutting cards and you still as a witch doctor, you're not a Christian yet. And how you met Jesus, how would you introduce yourself to Jesus? Perhaps you have bad temper. You get angry. You use curse words. You got a nasty attitude. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? Perhaps you are a woman that have had so many abortions. So many. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? Perhaps you are a doctor that have done so much abortions, killed so many babies. So many babies crying in heaven because you have killed them before you met Jesus. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? Perhaps you have stolen something from someone. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? He's here. So what would you tell him? How will we introduce ourselves? We're not talking about the life you live now. We're talking about the life you lived before. And none of you, including myself, can say you live a perfect life before you met Jesus. Even right now, the Lord is perfecting all that concerns us. How would you introduce yourself? How would you introduce it? If you can introduce yourself honestly, to Jesus. Unnecessary. Don't hide nothing. Introduce yourself to him honestly. Look back over your life before you met Jesus. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? You might be a lady who made another woman cry because you are the other woman sleeping with the woman's husband and having children as the woman has babies, you have babies. How would you? Perhaps you are a head of state and you're killing for blood. You have killed babies and children and children. You have not met Jesus. How would you introduce yourself? Because you're using those bad blood for witchcraft. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? Perhaps you have embezzled millions and trillions and trillions of dollars. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? The house you built is money you stole from the government. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? How would you introduce yourself to Jesus with the lies you have placed on application forms? How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? How would you introduce yourself to Jesus when your brother or sister did not know and you put a little bit poison in the food? How would you introduce yourself to Jesus? How would you? I don't even want another person to introduce us. I want individually to introduce ourselves to Jesus before we got saved. Before we got saved. Do you have, whatever you say, you must have witnesses. Can your best friend, when you lie to Jesus, witness, when you lie, you don't even know him yet. You have not received him. He just comes as a stranger and say, Apostle Mark. He said, Marco, you know, he's not even going to call me Apostle Marco. He might not even call my name. Hello, what is your name? Tell me about yourself. Tell me who you are. Tell me who you are. You might have not received me. Oh, what did you say? Well, you just go. And he doesn't want to know. Just my name is so-and-so. I got 5 children, 2 children, this and that. I work at the hospital. He wants to know the deep, 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 deep things. He wants you to speak those deep things about yourself. And you got to speak it up. Not nobody else. I have to speak it up. The Lord brought this to me. And I'm going to let you know, if you introduce yourself to Jesus Christ before you met him, and he came in an ordinary way, and I know everybody, people even now make fancy resumes and different things. So you perhaps, since you're in the world, you would tell Jesus all the good things about you, not knowing he's all knowing. And he will know definitely that you're lying. I'm lying when I'm telling you all the good things about myself, and you telling him all the good things about yourself. You're not telling me, because you don't know he's Jesus. You do not know he's Jesus. And what do you think he will say to you when you lie about yourself? When I lie about myself, what would he say to me? This is the question this morning. The Lord said, look at the book of James. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. First, when we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal, or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder. Wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. Consider a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and it itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, sea creatures are tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is restless, evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our God and Father, human beings who have been made in the image and likeness of God. Out of the mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring tongue. So when we introduce ourselves to Jesus, we got a lie. You don't know him. You just see him and you got to impress upon him every good thing about you. Because you don't know he's Jesus. I don't know he's Jesus. And you're gonna and sometimes we put it to the next level. And he's looking at you. He's omnipotent, all powerful, omniscient, everywhere. He all knowledge. He created you. He knew you before you were in form in your mother's womb. How would you introduce yourself to Jesus, or maybe your friend? How will your friend introduce? Or who is that lady? Jesus would be asking, who is that lady? Apostle, who is this person? Or asking you, who is Apostle Marco? Tell me about her. Tell me about her. She's not in Christ yet. I'm giving an example. Who is Sis Bennett? Tell me about her. She's not in Christ yet. You see, the Lord said this morning that everybody must be attentive to what I'm about to say. If we met Jesus before we became saved and we didn't know him, who will lie and flabbergast. But the worst thing to do when we lie on ourselves for an all-knowing God, but then lie on another person or spread false witness. God shall not bear false witness against the neighbor. Or we only spread, you don't even know that person. You only heard from ABC and you spread negative words about that person. And you said all unkind things. about it, and you don't know, really, do you really know that person? Or even if you know that person, hallelujah. The Lord said, be careful. The same measure we give out, same measure will come to us. The same you do unto others as you will have them do unto you. Be careful. Be careful of what you're going to say to Jesus Christ about yourself. Be careful about what you're going to say to Jesus Christ about your brothers and your sisters. Be careful. When you bear false witness against someone, you can keep that is killing that person. You're killing the person's character. You're killing that person. Hallelujah. You bear false witness. You can cause, when we bear false witness against someone we don't even know, just come with presumptuousness of, oh, this is what I heard. You can destroy, you're coming in to destroy a person's life. You're coming in to destroy a person's destiny. And what you do, be careful what you do, what you say about others. Be careful, because it comes back to you. Or it will come, no, the person didn't hear what I said. No, because, you know, it's like those Nigerian movies, they don't like the person, they're hugging, and the person come and they just change the topic. Oh, my, I love you, but they do love you. They just made a bad negative statement. Maybe that person's supposed to get a good job. You don't really know that person. And you mess that person's career up, that job, because of the negative words you say. Negative word, you stop things. You decide to play. When you spread rumors against people, you decide to play God in that person's life. When you spread lies against people, you decide to play God in that person. So now you want to be the controller of that person's destiny. You want to be a controller of that person's destiny, because if the person need a job, they cannot find a job. They cannot see their children. And the whole family go, why? Because of that one negative word you spoke that you didn't even know of. So you decide to stand in the gap to be God in someone else's life. How would you like? Now you go to Jesus, you just meeting Jesus, and you flabbergasted. You're lying about yourself, and Jesus know it all about you, know about me, know everything. I don't even know he's Jesus. And then when you finish telling Jesus everything, then he begins, like he's the woman at the well. When you finish telling him, he begins to tell you some things about yourself, what will happen to you. Huh? You have it. He begins to tell you your deep, dark secrets. He begins to tell you, oh, yes, I know you went to that club, you smoked marijuana. He begins to tell you, I know you cheated on your husband. He begins to tell you, I know you had so many abortions. He begins to tell you, I know you lied on your friend so she couldn't get a job. He begins to tell you, I know you are a doctor, you killed so many babies. He begins to tell you, I know that you did this and did that, all the negative things. You are a liar. He begins to tell you that deep things. He knows it all about yourself. How would you feel? How would you feel? You'll be in, you can't challenge Jesus. He knows us. He knows what's in our hearts. So we cannot challenge him. You cannot challenge Jesus. He knows. I know it's you who call and told that person, don't give that person that job. I know it's you who did this, and you. Jesus knows everything. You know, if I don't know about myself like Jesus knows, the tongue. People are in prison because of the tongue. The tongue. People lie on people because of the tongue. They thank God for DNA. They're finding the truth. Some people getting out of prison. The tongue. The tongue. Be careful. Be careful. It's something. The Bible says, "Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbors." We have to do unto others as we have them do unto us. Jesus, in the book of John 8, he caught this woman. This woman was caught in the act of adultery. Caught in the act of adultery. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives early in the morning. He came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and placed her in the midst. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such woman. So what do you say?" They said it to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground, and they continued to ask him, who stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." When you throw a stone, you are out sin. Be the first. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. And once he bent down and run on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing naked, no clothes on before him. They had set her up. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No, Lord, no one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go from now on and sin no more." Let him, before we spell negativity about others, think about your life, my life. Before we destroy another person's life and their destiny. Because this is the same word Jesus would say to you. Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her. Marriages are destroyed because of the tongue. Sometimes people don't even know the person, and they call the man or they call the woman and say negative things and destroy a home with children and everything. Destroy families. Lord, have mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for your word. Oh God, I pray that each and every one of us will ponder over this word when we are about to destroy reputations and talk of negative and evil for family and friends. That we should know that Jesus hears everything that we say and do. We must be cautious, and the same measure we judge others, we will be judged. So, Father God, help us. Help us And those of you who have done those things, those of us who have done it, you need to repent. Go and sin no more and stop doing it. It's wrong. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. When you go to heaven on the judgment day and God calls you a murderer, and you say, "But Lord, I didn't murder anybody." And he will tell you, "You murder with your tongue. Because of what you did, you caused somebody to die indirectly." God bless you. Have a wonderful day.